Okay, so welcome to what is the third part of a shiur for which the two previous parts were given too long ago to remember. Speaking as the person who gave them. The topic that we are working on right now is the issue of marriage with a mamzer, or specifically how to avoid marriage with a mamzer. I think I'm out of sheets. Oh, you have. Okay, great.
There's one there.
Oh, and there's one there. Okay, good. So we started this discussion way back when by talking about marriage of non-Jews and what the halakha is regarding their marriages themselves, as well as what the halakha is regarding their marriages to Jews, and would it be recognized as a marriage, what the prohibitions are regarding marriage to the seven nations, marriage to non-Jews in general. And then we shifted gears to talk about mamzerus, about the state of being a mamzer, and we introduced it by talking about which relationships generate a mamzer and whether and how that is inherited by a child from the parent. Then we talked about the iser, the prohibition against marrying a mamzer, and who the mamzer is allowed to marry. We talked about the mamzer and the shivcha as the last bit in that. And what we're up to now is the issue of investigation. A man, a woman meet somebody, and they want to, depending on Rabbi Abbi's discussion from last week, they want to do shiduchin, and they want to get married, or they want to decide whether to go out with each other to get married. Whatever it is, what sort of investigation is required? So what we're going to see is that it depends on the initial circumstances you enter into. Meaning, there's one scenario where there are people in the community, you've been going to shul with them for years and years and years, they've been living here forever, this is Toronto, there are three generations of them in the community, and no one has ever said boo about them. That's situation number one. Situation number two is going to be, what if there is some kind of word in the community that there was a mamzer in the family at some point, the mamzer had married in, there was some kind of illegitimate birth, whatever it is, but no one knows exactly who it is within that family. So that'll be our second scenario. And then third, what if there actually is knowledge that a family had a mamzer in it, but we don't know the specifics of who it is within the family, but it was known, like there actually was a mamzer, it's called Mishpacha Shenitma. Along the way, we will also discuss a fourth case, which is the brand new family in town. Nobody knows anything about them. They moved to Toronto at some point. They have a kid. It's 20, 21, 22, and wants to start dating. Are people able to date them? Do they have to do an investigation because no one ever knew them before? So those are the scenarios that we need to work on. I mentioned to Rabbi Abbi the other day that I feel like the Rabbi Reb Zusha, who began by thinking he was going to change the world and then grew up and realized, well, you know what, I'd be happy if I could change my village. And then afterwards, this may have been told by somebody, some other Rebbe Reb somebody. Doesn't have to be Reb Zusha. But that's what I feel like. Because originally I thought I was going to wrap this topic and start on Psuadaka. Then I said, you know, I'd be happy if I can just wrap up this topic. And now I realize I'm not even going to finish this topic today. So this will bleed into next week, and then we'll start on Psuadaka in Yirtz Hashem. So let's get started. First of all, when a man wants to get married, or a woman wants to get married, what checking must they do where there is no ir or, there is no claim at all that there's a problem? So you look at the Mishnah Kiddushin, it's from Perek Daled, you see it here in Source Aleph. Hanose Isha Kohenes, Sarach Livdok Achareha Arba Imal Shein Shmona. You marry a woman who is from a family of Kohanim, so you have to investigate four mothers, which are really eight. What in the world are you talking about? So the Mishnah explains. It'll all be clear now. You'll feel like you're in Yavamos. Ima, ve'ein ima, ve'ein avi'ima, ve'ima, ve'ein avi'ha, ve'ima, ve'ein avi'ha, ve'ima. Right? So that was fairly clear. What it means is this. You're really checking four relationships, and then the mother of each of those four women you're mentioning. So you're checking her mother, you're checking her mother's father's mother, you're checking her father's mother, and you're checking her father's mother, and the mother of each of them. So if I didn't have that written out on my sheet here, I wouldn't follow that either. But it's her mother, and therefore her mother's mother. It is her mother's father's mother. You're never checking men, for reasons we'll get to. But you're checking her mother's father's mother as well, and therefore the mother's father's mother's mother. You're checking the father's mother, and therefore the father's mother's mother as well. And you're checking the father's father's mother, and therefore father's father's mother's mother. Good. Why is that as far back as we go? What's the magic about these four and no further? So Shita Lano de Lami in source base says Tam Arba, the reason why we have these four, Dal Karchach Ad Kan Yo Adam Yochalivdo, because he says that's as far as you can go. Sheyesh Bedor Anashim Shemakirim and Me Arba Ruchos, which I think you should probably say Doros. I believe it's a typo in the manuscript, but nonetheless, the manuscript said Ruchos, so I left it as Ruchos. I suspect it should be Doros. But at this point, that's what you can expect you're going to have in town. You can't really expect that you're going to be able to get more than that. And again, it depends on your town, right? But in a Taranto, yeah, you can roughly expect that you'll have this many members of the family that are around and that you're able to check.
How would that explain the fifth generation that we have to check then?
Yeah, so the assumption is that when he says Me Arba, he means Arba, which is Chamesh. If you actually are to count, you will end up recognizing that, yes, you have... I mean, the answer is really it's the four not including the girl. It's four not including the girl, right? It's her. The farthest back you go is her mother's father's mother's mother or her father's father's mother's mother. So that's four generations. The girl herself is the fifth. And the answer is that's what he means when he counts it as four. That would be the answer.
What about the extended Levia Yisraelis, Mustafa Nachman?
Oh, that, right. So then it's some, right. And the answer is, I guess, he thinks, well, I guess that's available, or that's part of the Knas, which we have to discuss. Bara.
What actually constitutes checking, by the way?
So we have to talk about that. We have explained nothing so far. We have just given, you know, this open statement for which so many different terms need to be defined. Right now, we don't know who is checking. Is this male? Is this female? We don't know who you're asking. And we don't know what you're asking them. So all we know is there's this thing called checking. So
did you give an answer why there's an extra one by the via the Israelis?
No, I didn't get there yet. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
No, thank you, because I would have stopped there. I didn't. I forgot that I had to read the last part of the Mishnah. Levia the Israelis, Mosifin Alein Orachas. In the event that he's marrying into a non-Kohen family, then you actually have to go one more generation back. So it's important to first ask the question of, who is this person? Hanose. Who is this man? So Rashi takes the view, this man is any Jewish male who is trying to get married. He has to do this check on the family of his intended wife, and the check is to make sure that in fact his wife is eligible to marry him. If you take a look at source Gimel Rashi, Bodkin Shalo Yehshalo Hayu Mamzero, so Achas Menapsulos Lakol. You have to make sure that they are not Mamzeros and that there are no other disqualifications to get married. Tosfo says, I'm sorry, but having read the Gemara, I don't think that's true. Because Tosfos notes that the Gemara is going to say that it's going to ask, why is it that she doesn't have to check him? Why is it that he checks her, but she doesn't check him? And the Gemara's answer is going to be, Lo huziru ksheros lihinase lipsulim, that women who are kosher are allowed to marry a man who is pasul. Now, if the word pasul means mamzer, then that's false. A woman who is not a mamzeres is not allowed to marry a man who is a mamzer. So therefore, pasul in our discussion and that which we are investigating can't possibly be mamzerus. It wouldn't make any sense. You follow the point? It doesn't. Tosfos' point is, Rashi, you're telling me that you're looking to see whether the guy's a mamzer or not, but then she should have to check too. So Tosfos says that's not what's going on. Rather, what's going on is we're talking about, and you see the Tosfos here in Dalet, but in the interest of time, I'm saying it out loud, but you can read it for yourself. Tosfos says that we're not checking for mamzerus. Why are we not checking for mamzerus? Because everybody knows who's a mamzer. If you don't, read the newspaper. No, everybody knows who's a mamzer. Take a look at source Hay. Ksuvas Yudalat Amidbis talks about Almanas Isa, a widow of a man who has uncertain lineage. And the Gemara wants to know, what exactly is that? What's the Isa situation? Isa literally is dough. It's all, you know, mixed together and bound up together. So Koshenit Mabas Safik Halal. It means that there's a concern that maybe within the man's lineage was a Halal, right? A Kohen who was disqualified from serving in the Beit HaMikdash because of an illicit marriage within the line. that's the concern for Cholol. Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeneim. Everybody knows who the Mamzerim are. They Makirin Cholol and Shebeneim, but they don't necessarily know who the Cholol is. That's the Gemara in Ksuvos, and Tosfos says there's no need to check for Mamzer. Rather, what we're talking about here is a case in which a Kohen wants to get married. And what we're saying is if a Kohen wants to marry a Koheness, he has to check 4 generations for Chalalos. And if he wants to marry a non-Koheness, if he wants to marry a woman who's from a Levi or Yisrael family, he has to check 5 generations. So it shows, so it says, wait, back up a second. That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't exist for a Bas Levi or a Bas Yisrael. What Chalal is there? Cholol is a Kohen who's disqualified, right? He's not a Kohen, his father's not a Kohen, his grandfather's not a Kohen, right? Except in the joke. So I don't understand why... you went to go, she don't know jokes. I'll tell you after.
Anisha, who's a Cholol of Mary's Yisrael, her children are still Chololim.
No, they're not.
No.
Sorry. So Tosos, I mean, look at the Tosos, he asked the question. He says, the second paragraph in Dalad, Umi Utema, Haksani, Leviyav Yisraelis, Mosifin Orachas, Bilo Badki, Elavipsul Chalolos, Leviyav Yisraelis, Amai Tzrichim Bedika. Kevin Dobu, Levi Yisrael, Yashur Bishum Inyan, Leviyav Bapsul Chalala. It can't be. She's not going to be a Chalala. So don't take my word for it. So Tosfos says, you're right. But once they created a gezerah of check for Chalala, they also said check for Mamzer, which does apply for Levi and Yisrael, even though that wasn't really where things were coming from. That's Tosfos' answer. So Tosfos says...
He arrives at Rashi's maskana...
But only for Kohanim. Meaning, it's a check for Mamzerus, but only for Chalalim. It's not for Kohanim. Sorry?
But why create that?
Why create what?
The fact that you have to check for...
Only because once we're checking for Chalalim, we're going to have some fun. We're going to check for everything. In a Hanami, it's strange, but that's the answer. That's the answer, as Leishtei Tosfos. And that's what we generally assume is the correct read of the Mishnah. So that a Yisrael is going to go get married, where there's no error, there are no challenges, does not need to start checking. I married my wife. I did not, start looking around to see is there any concern at all.
Why do we need an extra generation for Levia and Israel?
Alex, you just warned them not to. Thank you. Just go over. Thank you. Sorry, say that again.
So then why, according to Tosfos, why would we, or even according to Rashi, why did we explain why we need an extra generation of Bedika for Levi and Yisrael?
Not yet. We're going to get there.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. It's coming. So note that the emphasis here is on the men looking into the families of their prospective spouses. Women need not check their prospective husbands. And that's the idea of Sheros may marry Psule Kehuna. There's no problem. If you take a look at Source Vav, that's the Gemara that Tosfos was quoting. Ve'inami tivdok bebedide. Why doesn't she need to check him? Messiah le larab dam rav yudam arab lo huzuk Sheros li nasi le psulim. A Kohenes is allowed to marry a Cholol. That's the answer, and that's in fact the halacha. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael Biya Yutes Chaf Aleph and Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezer Beis Gimel. We're going to have to still talk about whether women have to check out the men when there's error. Right now we're talking about there's no error whatsoever. Maybe if there's error, that rule changes. But as of now, in terms of what we're discussing here, there's no reason why there should be any checking. So that's number one. Is this Mishnah? Now, in fact, we don't paskin like this anyway. In other words, we've already limited this to just Kohanim. Now we're going to say we don't paskin that way anyway. Take a look at Sur Zion. Rav Yudah Marav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. He says, yeah, that Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, as Mishnayos are wont to be. Avo Chachamim Omrim Kol Mishpachos B'Cheskas Ksheros Heinom Dos. The Chachamim disagree and say everybody has a Cheskas Kashrus. And if you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says this in Yisurei Biya Yates Yitzayin. I just brought you the Shulchan Aruch in Ibn Ezer Beis. He says Kol Mishpachos B'Cheskas Ksheros Umutir Lisamehem L'Chatchila. All families are assumed to be kosher.
Even Kohanim married.
Even for the Kohen to marry into, correct. That's the idea. Now, this idea that all families are kosher is not entirely true, according to some. And this, right now we've been dealing with the case of the family that lived in Toronto for all the generations, and we had no problems. Now we're going to segue into the second of our categories, which is the family that's new in town. Nobody knows them, nobody knows where they came from. Today, that's harder, because you tend to have some knowledge of the community, connection with the community, where they came from, globalization and so on, mass communication, telecommunication enables things. But the truth of the matter is, and I'm familiar with a case in which also they had no information. If you remember the case that I sent around, don't say anything, we're on the recording, the case that I sent around without any names among the kolol that I was contacted about, you know, they don't have access to get information from the community where those people lived beforehand. If you don't remember the case, I can tell you after. But in any case, the question is, what if I don't know anything about them at all? If you take a look at the tour in source tests, the tour quotes Rashi. He says, "V'chol ha'aretz taman v'cheskas k'sheros einomdos. All lands are assumed to be kosher. Everybody's assumed to be good. V'isha v'isha she'avol li'nasei ein tzarech livdok achrayim klal. No need to check." Right, and that sounds explicitly, you know, like what Rav said in Sor Zion. Avol Rashi piresh isha balisa isha tzarech livdok achrav kodem she'yisa uhu. Sure enough, if a man wants to get married, you have to check. And it says acharav, which is kind of funny. After him, no one's been talking about checking him. Before getting married, the kachas of harama. Actually, before we get to the Rama, we're not quite ready for the Rama on this. But he quotes Rashi saying that one must check, and not only that, but in the case of a male. So the question is, where is this Rashi? You can hunt high and low, and you're going to have a hard time finding it. Fortunately, the Machon Yerushalayim tour has a little thing on the bottom called Hagahos V'Ha'aros, and he helps you out. He points you to Ksuvas Chavdalad Amadalav. Take a look at Source Yud. Tana Rabbanan, Brisa there says, Ani Kohen V'Chaveri Kohen. Someone shows up in town, and he says, I'm a Kohen, and my friend who's traveling with me is also a Kohen. Ne'eman L'Hachilo B'Truma. We believe him in terms of giving him Truma. Ve'eno Ne'eman L'Hasio Isha. However, not for the purposes of marriage. We wouldn't marry someone to the Kohen on that basis. Why? Rashi there states in Source Yed Aleph, Nema Machil Betruma Eino Nema Masiyo Isha Miyucheses. You wouldn't let him marry a woman who was Miyucheses, meaning that her lineage is known as being a pure lineage, because Miyli Biyuchsin, there's a special level here in preserving that lineage status such that her children should all be accepted, and therefore we're not going to let her marry him without some evidence. Tosfos there comments on this Rashi and says in Source Yud Beis, "Aval enu neman lasiyo isha perish bekuntrus mishum chash mamzerus unisinus." It's because we're worried that he might have mamzerus in his line. Did Rashi say that? No, Rashi never said that at all. So what in the world are you talking about? So there, you look at the Hagos Habach on that Tosfos, and he points you to a different Rashi. Take a look at Source Yud Gimel. Sorry?
Yeah.
Take a look at Source Yud Gimel. The Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Chaf HaYomid Beis. Haresh Bava Omar B'ni Zev Kohen Hu. Somebody comes to town and he says, the person he's traveling with is his son, and he's a Kohen. Neman lachilu betruma, veino neman lasiyo isha divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says he could eat truma, but won't marry him off. And there, Rashi says lasiyo isha in source yedalid shema mamzero nasin hu, because he might be a mamzero nasin. So Tosfos on Chavdalid, right on the sugya of I'm a kohen and my friend is a kohen, it refers you to Rashi on I'm a kohen and this is my son, who's a Kohen, and that's who the Tur is quoting in source tests. When the Tur says that Rashi says that when a man wants to marry a woman, you have to check, right? That's the Rashi that he is in fact talking about. So he's not talking about then a every case stam. Rashi is not saying you always have to check. What Rashi is talking about is a case in which it's a stranger. You follow? That's what he's talking about. It's a stranger discussion. It's not somebody who has been living in the community. It's a guy who shows up and down. That's where Rashi wants to see you do that check. And then we go back to the Tur in source tests. We quote the Rama. V'kachkas of Arama Upirish. Had Amar kol ha-mishpachos b'cheskas ksheros, haynu man de'isle cheskas kashros. That's someone who has a chazaka. He has a presumed status of being kosher because he's been living here all these years. If their family is not known, then he's going to have to bring a proof that he is in fact miyuchas. And not just one witness either. Granted that we saw in the Gemara that ksheros are allowed to marry psulim, hanimili psule kahuna, that's like a chalal. Ava psule kahal in balisa yisraelis lo shakinan, ad maisiraya shema ebedu. But if he in fact is a psul kahal, then no, we wouldn't let him marry anybody he wanted to. So the Rama disagrees. The Torah cites the Rama to say that the assumption of kashrus is in fact only for known families. The Magid Mishnah believes that that's the view of the Rambam as well. If you take a look at source test Vav, the Rambam brings the halacha that we already saw in source Yud Gimel, Kohen Miyuchas, except that it's not a stranger, it's a Kohen Miyuchas, it's not the same thing. A Kohen who is known, who has lineage. Shamar b'nizek Kohenu. And he says, that's my son. He's a Kohen. Ein malin osol yuchsin al piv ad sheyavi eidim shehu b'no. We don't let him... We don't let him... I just lost the place because I went over to Joel and Mark. We don't let him get married. Ad sheyavi eidim shehu b'no. Until he brings witnesses that this is in fact his son. The Rambam says that if a Kohen says, this is my son, a Kohen, he still may not marry on that basis. So the Magid Mishnah says, that's the price on Chavayimud Beis. It's not talking about a stranger. It's talking about somebody who's known to be a Kohen. And if you look at Tezayin, he says, the commentators have asked, why does he need any sort of testimony? You don't have to worry about Nasir or Mamzer. Call him Mishpachas B'cheskas K'sheras Heinom Dos. Right? What are you concerned about? And don't worry about him being a chalal. Because they're allowed to marry them. The Rambam writes elsewhere that if somebody comes and says, I converted to Judaism, we don't let him stam get married. He has to prove that there was a conversion. This is a very key part of the discussion surrounding the Langer brother and sister back in the 70s. The Ava Pi Shakola Mishpachos, 60s and 70s, the Ava Pi Shakola Mishpachos Becheskas Ksheros, Hanimili Bemishi Yeshla Cheskas Mishpacha. When you say Kola Mishpachos Becheskas Ksheros, that means if the family is known, if you have a chazaka. He says that is the Rambam's thinking here. He then offers another read of the Rambam. But his first read of the Rambam is to say that checking is, in fact, required. His second explanation of the Rambam is that the Rambam is talking about only if you want to be known as miyuchas. Then, like, you ought to be able to, like, work in the Beis HaMikdash and that sort of thing. That's the idea. Yeshem Nefreshim and so on, you can see it there. The Mishpachas HaBedukos, Kedei Shtei Mishpachton Beduka. That's the other approach that the Magid Mishnah brings. The statement here is, I have a Rashi in Chav Hei who's talking about a Kohen Miyuchas who's testifying about his kid, and we're saying there that he cannot get married on that basis. We are applying that Rashi, as Tosfos does, to the Gemara in Chav Dalet about a guy who comes to town who is not known, who says, I'm a Kohen, and this other fellow is a Kohen, and on that basis saying that indeed we are worried that there might be Mamzerus in the line. That's Rashi's position. The Rama explains that indeed the Cheskas Kashrus is only for known families. The Magid Mishnah believes that that's the Rambam's view as well. The Beis Shmuel on that says you should know nobody else agrees with you. The Beis Shmuel in Yud Zayin says Tosus v'Harash v'Haran Sfirlu Afilu Mishayim Mishpato Yidu Alanu Lo Chayshin and Shema Mamzeru El Yachshash Kuna Tzarech Raya. He brings you the Rosh, he brings you the Ran. He says you should know they're not on your side.
Extend the Cheskas Kashrus.
Even to the correct. And the Torah disagrees with him. Right? Go back to that Torah in source test, the last line in source test. The Li Nira, Delishna de Kola Mishbachas Becheskas Ksheros, Eno Mashma Kidvarav. Dayud Mandi Isle Chazak. He says, when the line says all families, it means all families. By default, there is a cheskes kashrus for everybody. That's the tourist conclusion. But the Bach is not so, says not so fast. If you take a look at source Yuches, the Bach supports the idea of this Rashi as well as the Rama in source Yuches. He quotes you the Gemara in Kiddushin Ikel Amedak to the Parakach Sarah Yuchsin. Because of Rashi, lo azuk sheres li nasi lepsun kigon chalali geri churi etc. Ad kam l'shono, three lines in after he's quoted Rashi's position. Alma da filu mishum psulei kal lo chayshin, and he says based on this Rashi, we are not concerned about psulei kal. It says lo azuk sheres li nasi lepsun, we're not worried. V'yesh lomar da haynu nami b'mishe yesh lo chesgas mishpacha, but that could be limited to the case where there is in fact a chazaka that the family is fine. Since no one's complained all these years, we assume they're fine. Amo, ish nachri de mishpachto yidua. Nachri doesn't mean non-Jew. Nachri means a stranger. So he says, Sarech livdo bein ish bein isha. The Bach believes that you do indeed need to do this check. The Shulchan Aruch in Ebenezer Bey's base seems to side with the tour. Everybody is presumed to be fine, but the Beis Shmuel really wants people to check if the family is entirely unknown in Sersi test. He says, "Ubesimen achar ze." I think he's referring to Gimel Beis in the Shulchan Aruch. Mavur de mechaber nami sfirale mishe mishpacho yadu alanu chayshinon shema mamzer hu. Lachen yesh lahachmer mishe enu yadu alanu yesh lachush shema mamzer hu. He wants people to check. If the family has not lived in the community, you're going to have to do an investigation. So right now what we've established, hopefully, in the last 25 minutes, is that there is a cheskes kashrus. The Mishnah that says you check four or five, number one, is talking, as Tosfo says, about Kohanim checking for Psul Kahuna. And number two, we don't paskin that way. The families have a cheskes kashrus, and even the Kohanim have a cheskes kashrus. However, in this category of the family who just came to town and we don't know anything about them, even though there's no ear or there's a machlokes as to whether you have to check, the tour as well as frankly the Shulchan Aruch sound like you do not need to check. But there is this trend, Rashi, Rama, and Beis Shmuel Bach Beis Shmuel, that do want you to do some investigating. Clear? Yeah.
I have a very hard time accepting that this Rashi, based on yes, we can find that the Tosis says Medamet from one case to another, that it seems to apply Rashi.
Not seems to, he does.
Tosis Rashi also clearly learns the Gemara. In our Sogya that says the Rabban rejects the whole idea of needing to check forms there altogether.
Correct.
And you're being making this thing this way and this thing this way. You're like trying to.
It's very strange. I agree with you that's why I walked through that whole train of how you get to this Rashi that the Torah is quoting. But the Rama knew this Rashi better than I did, and the Rama thought that this was a legitimate way to read Rashi. And so much so that he needed to come up with a justification for it. That's what the Rama is doing. The Rama there is quoting Rashi and trying to explain him.
He quotes that Rashi?
He doesn't give you the citation, but he says, this is Shitas Rashi, and now I'm going to explain how. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I agree with you. It's a very funny heckish that we're making to borrow a Rashi regarding I'm a Kohen Meyuchas, and this is my son, to the case of the guy who shows up in town and says, I'm a Kohen, and this guy's a Kohen. And it doesn't seem like Rashi there made
the opposite.
Right.
Yeah.
So in a Hanami, this is strange. Yes, Rabbi Yaros.
I read the Gemara in Ksuv is called for Emet Beis.
Yeah.
You understand that to be the Kohen is living in town and people know he's just the Chiddush is about a son.
Well, that's the way that the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah took it. That's my basis. I agree that otherwise I would say otherwise.
Shabbat means he shows up from nowhere. We don't know.
Correct. In a Hanami. But because the Rambam and the Magid Mishnah take it that way, that's my. That's why I read it that way. Okay. Okay, next level. What if there is ir-ur? What if there is a challenge? Now, we have to talk about what a challenge looks like. But what if there are people who say, wait a minute, there was some issue with this family, and now we're not talking about psul kahuna, we're talking about psul kahal. There was an edomi mixed into that family. There was an edomi. Now what? So, those tricky Edomites. So, first of all, what do we mean by ir-ur? What does ir-ur mean? So, the read of the Rambam in source Chaf is fairly straightforward. Mishpacha shakara la'irur Hu Sheya Idu Shnayim Shnis Areva and Mamzer O Chalal O Sheyesh Bahen Abdus. Two people testify that a mamzer was mixed in or a chalal was mixed in, I guess if you are dealing with marrying a male kohen, or there was an eved there at some point. That's nis'arev ben psul. Wow. It's actually two edim, and that's what you call error. That's what I call testimony.
Well, why is that suffix?
Yeah, well, what the suffix is, I don't know about any individual within the family.
Sorry?
I know nis'arev, they got mixed in. Oh, I don't know who they are. Right.
Yes,
so there's a big family.
This particular
well, maybe one called the other.
Testifying about a shmuel.
Maybe there was an error and then he brought it.
Right, that's, but it would sounds like hearsay. Right?
Yeah, it's testifying that there's a shmuel.
So, if you take a look at the Gemara in Ksuvas Chavav, take a look at Source Chav Aleph, please. I think we need to get a better understanding of what's going on here. So the Mishnah that this Gemara is commenting on is in the brackets. Rav Yehuda Omer Ein Malin LeKahuna Al Pi Eid Echad. Rav Yehuda says you don't let somebody serve as a Kohen for certain purposes as a Kohen if you only have one witness that he's a Kohen. Om Rabbi Elazar, Amosai Rabbi Elazar, or as he'll be called Eliezer in the Gemara, he says, when is this true? The Makom Sheyesh Orin, assuming that there are people who say he's not a Kohen. I'll talk with Shein Orin, but if I have no challenge, I'm a Kunal Biedach, and you can go with one witness. Rabbi Shimba Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Shimba Haskan, Malin the Kahuna Al Pi Eid Echad. He says, you can go with one Kohen. So, of course, the Gemara wants to know, what did Rabbi Shimba Gamliel add? That was Rabbi Yehuda's position. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Einam Alin LeKahuna Al Pi Eid Echad, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I'm sorry, Rabbi Eliezer, we're taking, not Rabbi Yehuda. V'chitei Ma'ir Erchad Ika Beinayu. And if you're going to tell me that the difference between them is where there's one person who is Me'ar Er, Rabbi Eliezer Sabar Ir Erchad, I added the words in brackets, in Malin Al Pi Eid Echad, right? That Rabbi Eliezer believes that if there's a challenge from one, then already we're not going to rely on one witness to say he's good. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, no, we're fine until there are two who challenge. Rabbi Yochanan says, everybody agrees. Error means there are two people who are making this statement. So the Gemara comes up with another way to deal with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer. Don't worry about that right now. The point for us is Rabbi Yochanan's words. Ein error pachas mi shnayim. The error means you actually have two people. What are those two people saying? So take a look at Rashi in Source Chav Beis. Rashi from Kiddushin. Kishakara alav irer ein tzarech bedika ela im karu ala shnei edim shemet shel psul. It's that two witnesses said there's something wrong here. Veloshim eidim eidus gemura. It's not that they come to Beis Din and say there's a psul in her yichus. Elliot Sias Cole, there's a rumor. They're testifying to a rumor. That's what they're doing. The Beis Shmuel actually understands the Rambam to be stronger. That we're talking actual Eidus here. Take a look at Source Chav Gimel. Vushi Eidus Shnayim Kakas of a Rambam. Avol Rashi Pirish Shekaru Shnayim Shemetz Psul Veloshim Eidim Eidus Gomer. You see it?
So what does that mean? So Rashi's saying the two Eidim come along and say, we heard something.
Yeah.
I'm saying we know.
Correct. But he says, read the Beis Shmuel carefully. Vehushia idu shnayim. He's obviously commenting on the Shulchan Aruch, which is using those words.
Quoting the Rambam.
Which is quoting the Rambam. Correct. But he says, listen, kachas of a Rambam, vehushia idu shnayim, as opposed to Rashi, who says, shakaru shnayim shemetz psul velo shemi idim eidus gomor. He says, Rashi is saying that it's shemetz psul, as opposed to the Rambam. The Rambam means Eidus Gomer.
Yeah.
That's a novelty.
Well, he says that.
That's what he says. It's interesting because Rashi does use Eidim, right? Rashi
is correct.
About what
Rashi is saying Eidim to a rumor,
right?
And the Rambam is saying Eidim to a fact.
What's the fact?
The fact is that there was a psul mixed into the family.
But
where? Halachic decision somewhere.
Well, that's what we don't know.
There has to be some case that came up in a Beis Din where they decided based upon the fact that they agreed there was a psul.
Right.
Shemitz.
No. That a previous Beis Din must be okay. There. There was a Kriyas according to the Rambam. That there was a psul, a mamzer, chalal, but we don't know who it is.
But we don't know where it is in the family.
Yeah.
Right.
Correct.
Right. Correct. It's really remarkable. And it's really remarkable, and it's going to matter a great deal when we talk about women checking out prospective husbands where there's error. Because you've told me that women don't need to check out the man. The man only needs to check out the woman. We haven't discussed it in the error case. But imagine if two witnesses show up and say, in the man's lineage, there was something mixed in. You're still going to tell me that there's no need to check anything? Right? And so we have to talk about this.
My question, whether Chazok even exists today. Is there a Cheskes Kashrus today, Bechlal?
It sounds to me like there is. Because Cheskes Kashrus just means, and going back to our previous categories, not the Eruv category, but Cheskes Kashrus was, they've lived in town and no one has said boo about them.
Successive generation.
I would view that as applying, yeah. Okay. That would be my feeling.
When you say lived in town, what does that mean?
It means that they were a known family.
Yeah, but is it just, you know, would they arrive 20 years ago? One generation? Or more than one generation?
So, it's a good question. I'm not sure. Meaning, my gut is to say, since we want you to, when we do start checking, we just want you to check Cheskes Kashrus with the people in the city, with this person. In other words, we don't go with a 4 or 5 generations. So, yeah, they've been here 20 years, that's plenty. Uh-huh. That would be my gut, but I can't prove it.
It would be very hard to apply to that, because basically all of world jewelry has moved in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
I mean, with very small amounts.
Yeah, you are such an Ashkenazi. But yeah. Okay. The some of them, but I mean, some of them, but there are more of them in place than there are Ashkenazim.
From 100 years ago.
Yeah. This is not a discussion for right now. the Gemara brings us from Chaman Bar Guria's position on what you do when you have an error situation. Take a look, please, at source Chaf Dalet. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Zu, Divrei Rabbi Meir. We saw the beginning of this already before, right? He said that, as I added in brackets, that the Mishnah that requires the 4 generations, that's all Rabbi Meir talking. Chacham say no. All families are treated as kosher. Ini va'amar of Chaim Bar Guria Marav Mishnah Senu Kishakorei Alav Irer. Chaim Bar Guria said no. Our Mishnah that requires checking is talking about where there is Irur, and therefore you can't have a Cheskes Kashrus. So fine, Manda Masni Hala Masni Ha. Then Ika the Amri, Amri with the Marav Zudib Rabbi Meir, and the Chacham Omrim Kol Mishpachas Becheskas Ksheros Hain Omdos, and Amr Chaim Bar Guria Marav as a statement. We're not bringing it as a challenge now, as a statement. In Korei Alav Irer. That's really the key and the simplest statement of it. His position is, when you say we don't follow this Mishnah, that's true if you have no reason to follow this Mishnah. But if there is error, now you have to check. And that's brought by the Rambam in Hachas Yisurei Bia, Perek Yitess Halach Yiches, and it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch. Take a look at source Chav Hei. Shulchan Aruch Evin Ezer, Beis Gimel. Mishpacha shakara aleha irer. If there is iror, there is a challenge. Right, following the Rambam's view that it's actually two witnesses saying we know something got mixed in. Hareza safek. Then the family is in doubt. V'mishpachas kohanim he. So if they are kohanim, lo yisamimena isha sheivdok aleha arba imal shein shmona. You're going to need to go through that whole mishnah, right? The 4 which are 8 checkings. And so on. And if the Levim Yisraelim, ha, you hit the jackpot. You're going to have to check an additional generation. That's the requirement in the case that there is Irur. The Chazonish says, you should know, don't take this lightly. Take a look at source Chavav, Chazonish in Aleph Chav Aleph. Niradim lo matzu edim shekiras hahimahos lo yisaena. He says, this is even b'dieved. If you can't track down 5 generations for your Yisraelis, you're going to need to back off. You can't do anything about it. Vein mitzvah b'diga rak l'chadchila. It's not only a l'chadchila. Ela af dieved asru chachamim. Wow. However, one modification. If you know something about the Irur, you can localize the investigation. So if you know the Irur is on the father's side, right? Then you can say, I'm just going to check that. If you know the Irur was in a particular generation in the family, you can just investigate that. That's the position of a Chazon Ish in source Chav Zayin. Mira dahad bodkin dalari maus, hainu kishaha iror eno yadua emasai nifslemish bachazu. That's if you don't know when the psul came in. Avalim ha'iror bedor ma'uchar, but if it's a later generation that the iror started, ain't ha'v b'dikalad zman ha'iror, then you go back to the time when the iror started. You don't have to automatically check. That's the idea. The Rishalmi has a funny line here in Source Chaf Ches, and it's unclear what it means. The Karban HaEda is going to know two possible reads, and this is going to go back to the question of why we're doing an extra generation for the Leviim Yisraelis. It says, Leviim Yisraelim Motzif Aleinu Rachas, Source Chaf Ches. V'lo nimtzeis machmer b'Yisraelim Yosir min HaKohanim. Well, then aren't you even being stricter with Yisraelim than you are with Kohanim? Amar b'Yosi b'Rabbi Bun, achazu v'achazu knas kansu chachamim b'hen. This and that. It's a knas of the chachamim, k'dei she'i adam davek b'shivto v'mishpachto, so that you will stick to your family. I don't know what you're talking about. But that's okay, because the Karban HaEda is going to give me two choices. First, Bein Kohen Shenose Kohenes. Bein Yisrael Shenose Kohenes, Ein Abdika Elamishum Knas. The whole idea of checking is a Knas. Not about the Israelis part, the whole thing is a Knas. Vechmiru Bekohenes Li Yisrael, and they were more strict if the Kohenes is going to marry a Yisrael, is the way he reads it. Shere Eino Mizdabek Beshivto of Mishpachto, because then he's not sticking with his family. In other words, look carefully at the wording in the Yerushalmi, Leviim V'Yisraelim Mosifin Alein Orachas. Right? Not you're marrying a Leviyah or a Yisraelit, but it's the male who is the Levi or the Yisrael. You're marrying into the family of Kohanim. We're going to make you check an extra generation for not sticking with your own caste. The Kohen tzarech bedika, shayalol yidavi mishpachto, sheyiduim lo, v'loaya tzarech lebedika. And the Kohen needs to check because he should have stuck with his family who are known to him, and then he wouldn't have needed to check at all, meaning the four generations. Is a knas. In other words, the first view in the Karban HaEda is the whole issue of checking is a knas to a kohen for marrying unknown people, and even greater when a Yisrael is going to marry a kohenes.
So, how do you reconcile that with the whole with the Gemara Bas Kohen LeTalmud Chacham and all that? You know,
because if you can do the checking, you won.
But how do you explain the loss of knas? So you should do this, that's preferred, but we're going to cost you for doing the right thing. I mean, it sounds odd.
Yeah, it is funny. I mean, there are penalties for doing the right thing sometimes. But it is.
We're all husbands, we understand.
There's not enough Kohanim for me to
The second approach in the Karban HaEda. Olashon Hasheni Shepirashti Hachi Perusho. And according to the second approach, this is the way to read it. Achazu, etc. Bein Kohenes the Levi Uli Yisrael, u Bein Kohen the Levi Uli Yisraelis, right? Which is the addition that we have in the Bavli, right? It's about marrying a Levi or Yisraelis that the Kohen has to check an extra generation. So Kanzu Chachamim Sheosifu Od Echad Kedei Sheyidbeku B'Shiftam U'Mishpachtam. We don't want Kohen marrying out of Kehuna, and therefore we're going to find them if they want to marry a Levi or Yisraelis. Avamasha Kohen Bodegar Bayimaus Eino Mishum Knas. The Kohen to check the four, that's not a knas. So the idea here, I should have really prefaced with this, I should have led with this, is that there are two different texts to our Mishnah. Right? One text is saying that the fifth generation is a requirement when a Levi or a Yisrael is getting married to a Kohenes. The other edition of it is that it's where a Kohen is marrying a Levi or a Yisraelis, which is what we saw in the Bavli. So within the first edition of it, he says the issue of the added generation is a Knas, but the whole thing is a Knas. In general, we want Kohenim to marry people they know. That's what we want. If you're going to marry people you don't know, then we're going to make you do checking. And if a Levi or Yisrael wants to marry, and that's when we say that the Knas for not sticking with your Shevet. The second read, which is like our Lashon, is that the issue of the Knas is the extra generation for a Kohen who marries Levi or Yisraelis, and it's because he's going beyond Kehuna. That's the idea. What does checking look like? What exactly do you have to know? So the Yerushalmi has this funny line in Chavtes, B'yad mihu bodek. Who do you actually ask? Rabbi Chagai, B'shem Rabbi Yoshia said, Bodek biyad krovosav. Ask your female relatives. Ask your female relatives. Not unlike the Gemara that talks about Hanosi Isha Tzach Sheyivdo Kodem Sheyisaena. So how does he find out whether there's a mum or not? Ask his krovos. So to me, you're asking your relatives. And that's good enough. We don't seem to require anything more sophisticated than that. However, look at the Chazon Ish in Source Lamed. The E Esher Limtzo Bedika Vadois Ela Biyichus Ad Yichus Ezra. He says you can't have definite Bedika unless you're going to go back to Ezra, which ain't happening. Meaning Ezra's style of Bedika, when Ezra checks everybody before they make Aliyah. Ela Hay Bedika Haynu Shahisa Bechezkas Ksheira Beira. Bedika here just means she was known to be kosher in her city. You want the place she was born. Sorry, I retyped it. So that reaches a mistake. But he says, really what we want is people who knew her where she was born, but it might be enough to know from what place where she lived. That might already be good enough. Okay.
Once again, this is all where there's an error?
Correct. These are cases of error, where I have a reason to think something is wrong. Either Rashi's view, Yitzias Kol, which is confirmed by two people, or the Rambam saying no, two Edim, that this is what happened. Now, there's a machlokes as to whether this is going to require women to check their potential husbands as well. How far are we going to go with this? Well, women have to check their potential husbands. The Gemara Kiddushin that we quoted before seemed clear, right? It's dealing with an error situation and saying women do not need to check. That was it. That was the statement. And indeed, that's what Rashi in Kiddushin Ayin Vav says in Source Lamed Aleph. Look at what he says. Lohuzu Ksheros. Look at the part I bolded. Vafilu machmas mamzerus ushtukus. Even for mamzer and shtuki, they don't need to check. Elakis chazik isurya be isurya be only if they have a cheskas isur. Avalech shasha ulamivdak lo atzrichinu. They didn't require that we should develop a concern where there has been no reason for concern, and that's what the Rambam paskins in Source Lamed Beis. V'lama yivdak ha'ish k'sheir talista mi'mishpacha zu shehur ha'cheskasa v'lo tivdok isha shetinase lahen. Why is it that she has to check, that he has to check, but she doesn't? M'nesh lahuzu k'sheros li'nase l'psulin, and we're willing to apply psulin even beyond psul kahuna. That's the statement of the Rambam, and indeed if you were to look at Eben Ezer Beis Gimel, you would find that as well. The Baal Amar is not on the same page in Source Lamed Gimel. He says, "Ubedinhu dehi nami badka bedidei mishum iru demamzeres." I assume that that should say mamzerus. That's what I wrote in the brackets there. He says, logically, she should check him also because of this iru of mamzerus. Then why didn't he say so? It left it out. It wanted to show us that you don't need to check for error of psalikahuna. So we didn't mention, by the way, though, if it's a mamzer, you do need to. So the Baal Amor disagrees. But we have Rashi, Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, who say women do not need to check. The Beis Shmuel says, I don't get it. I don't know what you're talking about. She doesn't need to check? Rashi, I get it. Rashi, I understand, doesn't require, because the whole thing's a rumor. Two witnesses saying there's a rumor. But the Rambam says it's two witnesses saying there was a mamzer in the family at some point. How in the world did you get away with that? Take a look at Lamed Dalet. The Perish Rashi Shevesi B'Samach, the Samach was Beis Vav, which we saw before. The Leka Edus Gomershnis Ariv Mamzer Shapir. He says, I get it if you're taking Rashi's view that there really is no testimony that a Mamzer was mixed in. Ava, La Rambam Deika Edus Gomer, according to the Rambam, there is flat out testimony. Kasha, Lama Enetzricha Bedika. Why shouldn't she have to check? She is not allowed to marry a mamzer. If he can't marry her, she can't marry him. Lachain Pirish Rashi, Daleka Edus Gomor, Mishum Desvira Lake, Sheesh Edus Gomor, Tzricha, he lived Okachrav. Indeed, that's why Rashi said what he said. That's why Rashi said, Iror is just a rumor. Because Rashi believes, Lohuzuk Sherosli Nasi Lipsulin, and they don't need to check it in Iror case. But the answer is that that's Rashi's view. He says, I think the Rambam should require checking. In fact, if you flip on to Source Lamed Hay, you find the Bach. And the Bach says, "Vanira lefiani is daiti to loki debe rabenu." He says, "I disagree with the tour." Ela harambam sover del yuchse kahuna mishum chalalus greida eno tzricha bedika. He says, "Yeah, for chalalus you don't need to check." The samchin the chamesh bachas b'cheskas ksheiros and you say they're kosher, but not when it comes to mamzerus. The Bach believes that the Rambam believes that women indeed have to check for error of mamzerus. That's his position.
That lor huzarul psulim only
means chalalus.
Means chalalus.
Correct. But the Rambam is going to require that they actually check.
And this Rashi is saying, when Rashi says lo huzaru ksheirot, it means in a case of a safek.
Yes.
Of a
it's a shemetz, some kind of a coal, right? That's it.
Tachas huzaru ala.
Yes, if you actually had the level of
the language,
right? If you had the lo huzaru was really stated regarding chalalus. It wasn't really stated regarding mamzerus anyway.
Right.
We're just expanding it. The Beis Shmuel says differently.
Right. Beis Shmuel says the kind of on kol shem muzer.
No, but look at Lamed Vav. We're not done with the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel says, "I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what the Rambam is saying." It could be that the Rambam's logic is this. He has two witnesses who say a mamzer was mixed in. That means that every member of the family is a safek mamzer. And therefore is d'oraisa fine. Right? We talked about that before Yom Kippur, the shir before Yom Kippur. Safek mamzer is a d'rabbanan issa, but d'oraisa is fine. Lachain he de'ena muzheres al chalal, so she has no chalal issue at all. Ve'ena tzricha bedika mishum chalal, she doesn't require bedika for chalal reasons. Mishum hachi lo achmiru chazal the tzricha bedika mishum chashash mamzer. So when the rabbanan said safek mamzer is asur, they did not apply the gzera to the case of a woman checking a family where we have no idea where the mamzerus may have gone. K'moshe kasav Rashi lefishi taso galeka edus gomor lachmiru chazal leal livdok. Right, like Rashi said within his view that there is no edus gomor. Third one in the Beis Shmuel. Kein hu leperish haRambam. So too within the Rambam. Afilu amika edus gomor eina tzricha bediga. Even if there is real edus, there's no need to check. As opposed to the Baal Amor, who I noted already for you, who believes that you are indeed checking. Beis Shmuel says the Rambam does not have to check. We're going to see another answer, God willing, next week from Moshe Feinstein. He's going to be discussing the case of the Mishpachas Nitma, where you know that the family had a mamzer in it, and it's just lost. We don't know who it is anymore. And Moshe is going to argue that a mamzer in a mixture is fundamentally mutter. Not shot of, it's a suffix and I don't know who it is or whatever, but a mamzer and a taharovis is fundamentally mutter, is a position that Ramosha is going to stake out next week, and that obviously would go a long way to explain this Rambam.
What does this gomer here mean?
Meaning, you have two witnesses who say, according to the Rambam, that a mamzer got mixed in.
Oh, so it's mixed in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mixed in, yeah. Not that this person is a mamzer.
Is that a nitma'ah?
Yes. That's, oh no, I'm sorry, there's not a nitma. No. No, there's still gonna be a difference between that and nitma, but we have to see that next week. Sorry. Yes. Okay, one more question. We have a few minutes still before they come in to raid the tables. We have one more question. But yes, the answer is that Mishpacha Shenitma'a is still a different category, is still not the Rambam's case. So yes, we still have to get there. But why is it that all of this checking is all about the mothers? Right? Mother, the mother's father's mother, the father's mother, the father's mother's mother's mother, right? Like, what happened to all the fathers? Why are we not checking? So the Gemara in Kiddushin apparently is written by people who went to high school, and therefore they know the answer. In source Lamed Zayin. Maishna benashi badkinanu, maishna begavri lo badku nashi. Why is it that you investigate the women, but you don't investigate the men? Maishna begavri lo badku. Nashi dechiminsu bahadei adadi ba'arayus hudiminsu. He says when it comes to women, they will insult each other regarding arayos. V'misa de'ika milsa lo islay kala. Gavra the chiminsu bahade adadi biyuchsenu deminsi. Emisa de'ika milsa islay kala. He says when you're dealing with women, if there's any claim out there anywhere that there was an inappropriate issue of arayos involving them personally, that's going to get dragged up when they get into a fight. However, with males, they go after the yichus. They insult the male about his parents and about his grandparents and everything else. Anything they can draw on when men fight, they're going to draw on that lineage as well as a way to take down the person that they're fighting. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, if there were a concern that there were any mamzerus in the father's family, it would be known. Because they get into fights and things get ugly. And therefore, there's no need to check the father. There's only one problem with that. So then why are you checking the father's mother? Right. You shouldn't need that at all. Why are you checking the father's mother? So the Beis Shmuel says in source Lamed Ches, Ve'en l'hakshos l'machayshin l'aim avia mishum mamzeres, right, v'lo amrina, and we don't say im, I added in the vocalization there because it's weird. We have so many aim imas here. V'lo amrina, im aim avia aysa mamzeres, imkin avia hu mamzer, v'lo ma'enu mefursam, right, the question you should have asked is, once you know the father's okay, the father's mother must be okay. No, we don't say that. People don't really know the mother's line. They would know if it was through his father's line. They wouldn't know through his mother's line. That's the Beis Shmuel's answer. The Chazon Ish gives a different answer. In the last source, here, Lamed Tes. That's my own words. After he quotes the Beis Shmuel, he then says, Ve'eino muvan. He says, I don't get the Beis Shmuel's argument. He says, I just don't get it. The idea, I guess, that that her line won't be known. Ve'od, further, imkein gam ha'av, meaning of her father, lachach b'dika. We should also require her father's. He says the issue is that that when you're dealing with males, because they do go after yichus, therefore if it was known in the first place, it would not have been forgotten. That's the idea. If it was ever known, it would not have been forgotten. And so, in other words, it may have disappeared in the family. It's not that maternal psul isn't known, but rather when it comes to something from her, it may have disappeared in the family generations earlier. With her, it may have just disappeared in the family, whereas with him, it would not have disappeared within the family.
Yeah, because I think what you're saying is that with an isha or with an ish. The nature is that you're quoting along his line. So every father passes that impurity to his son, so to speak. You carry that on, because it's barur, it's part of your yichus.
Right.
You know, in the same way, in a negative way. Whereas with Anisha, it's woman-specific. So if the girl's mother had a problem, the girls in high school aren't going to say, and your mom did this. They're going to say, you know, but it doesn't... So therefore, you have to go back and check... It's all tied in.
I'm not sure. I have to admit, I'm vague on what the Chazon Ish is adding here. Okay. It's not so clear to me. Okay, so we're going to pause with that. So we've gotten through the case where you have a new family in town, the case where there's nothing bad known about them, and the case where there's iror, which according to Rashi is a rumor confirmed by two witnesses as a rumor, or according to the Rambam, no, the two witnesses actually say somebody got mixed in. We're going to have to see how that's different, how Rambam is different from what's coming next, which is the highest level, which is mishpach, our worst level, depending on how you look at it, mishpach hashenitma, where it is known that a mamzer was in the family, we just don't know where within the family. And then what we're going to see is the surprising statement in the Gemara that you leave them alone. When you know a mamzer got mixed in, you leave them alone. And that is going to require a lot of explanation for how in the world this works, what the logic is by which this functions. That will bring us back to that Rav Moshe. And it will raise the question, which unfortunately comes up, Lamaisa, if you know about somebody that there was a mamzer mixed into their family, what do you do? Do you have to say something? What if you know someone is actually marrying them? Then what do you do? So that will all come in next week. God willing, we'll also start to Adaka next week. And then Tzedakah will just continue for the week after that, and you get an extra week off from giving shir.
Could you send out the tshuva of Ramosha?
I will tell it to you right now in case I forget, but B'li Neder, I will send it out Mitzvah Shabbos when I send out my Makomos anyway. It's Evan Ezer Dalet Tes, and the part that I quoted today is Si'ifim Dalet Tavav.
Which
Evan Ezer Dalet? Evan Ezer Chelek Dalet, Simon Tes. And the part that I quoted today was Dalet Tavav. I'm going to bring it as part of next week's shir. In Gimel, he quotes an even stranger idea. But I think he rejects that. And then he goes with Dalet Tavav. But you'll see it there.
Thank you.
Good. Have a good Shabbos.